Out in the open seas, we are free from the rules of man. Why not marry your cousin tonight in our luxurious chapel?
Trixie, I think our visits to the spa are getting to be my favorite part of this cruise.
It's massage time. Ready, Chetty Weddy?
Yes, please. I've got a lumbar so stiff you could use it as a footbridge.
Hop on up on the table. I just finished heating the oil.
Sexy. Say, what's with all the humming?
Don't you worry about it. Just a cleansing atmosphere.
Oh, good gravy. Your hands are magic.
You are feeling very sleepy. Very relaxed.
Relaxed enough to go right back to bed.
Now, Chetty, I told you, it will be a lot more fun after you've had your cleansing and processing. Now, listen to the pretty music.
It's so lovely.
Chet, can you hear me?
Yes.
Good. Now, Chet, I need to know, do you have a tape for me today?
It came this morning. It's in my coat pocket.
Why don't they just send a digital file?
Tapes are coming back. Just like LPs. Wait and see. 8 tracks are next.
Well, why don't we hear what EMF has for you this time?
Idiots.
How's our patient? Learn anything useful?
I'm just about to play the tape.
Good afternoon, Mr. Phillips. I hope you have been enjoying the sun. We have recently been alerted to an extremely dangerous development in regards to your current situation, so please listen carefully.
Now you listen to me, Mr. Year-Long Vacation.
Huh?
I need your help.
Idiot.
Someone stole my girl Gloria's car. A 2012 Saab 9-3 in sunflower yellow. Goes by the name of Daisy. She's beside herself, and I promised her I would get it back. Also, she's been driving me to auditions. You owe me, Phillips. Remember what happened in Puerto Vallarta? Because I do. Anyway, call me.
That was utterly useless.
Useless.
What are we going to do now, Admiral?
Bed.
Well, do with him as you wish, I suppose, until the next tape arrives.
Cluck like a chicken.
Mission rejected. The story of the world's most secret agents. The backups. Tonight's episode, The Slow and the Steamed.
Time for some shooty. Oh, Zelda, what are you doing here?
What am I doing in my office? I should ask you the same thing.
I thought we had the day off. I was going to play some overclock battle royale. I like taking out dweeby incels for fun.
Ms. McGrath, you were going to play a video game on my personal computer.
It's the only one with enough processing speed to really snipe those dweebs. Unless you'd rather I use the mainframe.
No. Thank you very much. Unfortunately for you, today is not a day off. Not for me. At the moment, we're focused on a last-ditch effort to bring back Agent Chet Phillips from his vacation.
How absolutely typical. Nobody tells me anything.
I was under the impression you didn't want me to speak to you at all, especially after I accused you of espionage.
Yes, well, I got your fruit basket apology.
I didn't send a... Granger.
Speaking of, where is the skipper? If it's not a day off, where's he? Where's Gloria?
Miss Kovac's car got stolen last night.
And nobody accused me. What a refreshing change of pace.
Miss McGrath, while I have much work to do, it does appear you have the day off. Go to a movie. Go hack something. Just don't tell me about it.
I don't like the movies that much.
That is not my problem.
Your office is kind of boring. You don't even get a window?
We are in the sub-basement of a top-secret government facility. Why and how would there be windows?
Oh, is this a picture of your wife, Pat? She's adorable. All smiles. Kind of balances out all your grimacing.
Ms. McGrath, Will you please go home?
I am home! I'm not allowed to have my own place until I've worked off my sentence. You'll keep me here like a horse in a stable.
My office is not your home. You have perfectly lovely quarters on Sigma level. Besides, you aren't a prisoner here. You can go out. Just be back by curfew.
Yes, Mother. Oh, I'm here, Section Chief Anders.
Oh, yes, do come in, Gloria. No need to knock on the door to my private office.
Sorry, Chief. I went right to the briefing room, but there's no one there.
No, apparently everyone is in my office.
Coming, coming. Skip, welcome to my humble abode.
Bowden, I got your message. What's so urgent?
I've got a mission for us. Very hush-hush. No tape, no briefing. You want a cappuccino? Espresso? I keep a very well-stocked kitchen. I highly recommend the biscotti.
No, I'm trying to cut back on my coffee intake. Wait, why do you have a mission? Why isn't Section Chief Anders...
As you know, Skip, Zelda and I are old friends. She entrusted me to take this to you. Off the record. It's very sensitive, and you know her concerns about leaks right now. Are you sure I can't tempt you? Green tea, latte, maybe a piece of sponge cake?
No, I'm fine, thanks. I suppose it does make a certain sense for the chief to pass information on to a trusted source. I'm just surprised she didn't come to me. No, Skip, be honest. You're not surprised. You're just disappointed. No, Skip, you have to be honest. You're sad. You're sad your boss can't come to you with important information. I'll have a large mocha latte with 3 shots of espresso, 2 shots of caramel, whole milk, and 3 sugars.
Whipped cream?
What am I, a monster? Yes, of course, whipped cream!
You got it.
Bowden, you make a killer coffee.
I have never seen anyone down that much coffee that quickly. Another cup?
Please.
Who is it?
It's me, Mario.
Avanti!
Ah, Signore Bowden, my old friend.
Saluti, Mario! Mwah, mwah! Thank you for coming on such short notice.
What are you? Anything?
Skip, I'd like you to meet Mario Capretti, one of Italy's top race car drivers. Grand Prix, F1, stock car, Mario has won them all.
Bowden, you flatter me.
It's a pleasure, Signor Capretti. How do you know Bowden?
Well, everyone in Italy know the great Bowden Moncrief. He was the star of my favorite movie, L'Amore Speciale.
I don't think I've seen it.
It went straight to video here as Pastinato. I hear Mystery Science Theater 3000 might do it next season.
I prefer the riff tracks.
Well, as nice as this is, Bowden... Should we go somewhere more private to finish our conversation?
No, Skip, it's all right. Mario's here to help us with the mission.
He's an EMF agent?
Mario knows more about cars than anyone in the world. So that's why Zelda, called him in.
What is this mission?
Someone has stolen a 2012 Saab 9-3, sunflower yellow. It's vitally important we get it back.
Such a beautiful car for the Swedish.
Wait. Doesn't Gloria drive a sunflower yellow Saab 9-3?
Oh, does she?
You're dating her!
I guess I hadn't noticed.
You notice everything! That's like your entire thing!
More coffee.
Oh, third cup's the charm.
So, Gloria, what's the story with your car?
Well, I had it parked around the corner from my apartment last night, and... When I got up this morning, nothing but some smashed glass where I left it. The police say there's been a string of similar carjackings in my neighborhood.
You know, Gloria, I don't think I know where you live.
It's not a great neighborhood.
Actually, until the chief said it earlier, I don't even think I knew your last name was Kovac.
Well, we don't really talk much outside of work.
What a shame. Why don't you two get to know each other a little better over breakfast? The little place across from the parking garage has surprisingly delightful crepes.
I don't really get crepes.
Anders.
Why not just have flapjacks?
What? Right now. Here. All right. Any word from Phillips? Damn it. All right. I'll assemble the team. Thank you, Madam Secretary.
Serious business, Chief?
Unexpected. Christatos O'Brien has reemerged. He was just spotted heading to the warehouse district. We've been watching his potato warehouses for some time, assuming they are a front for his criminal enterprise, but we've never been able to get inside. This might be our chance. Breakfast is canceled. Gloria, get Granger and Moncrief in here ASAP.
I've been calling Mr. Moncrief all morning. I think his phone is off.
All right, then start with Granger.
Why bother? I think we've got everything we need right here.
What do you mean?
It's just a recon mission, right? Why do we need anyone else's help for that? I see three totally capable agents right here.
Me? In the field? I haven't been in the field in years.
Don't you miss it?
I mean, I haven't really thought about it.
Come on. Do you want to sit in this windowless cage all day? Or do you want to get out there and spy on some baddies?
Oh, it'll be a girl's day out!
I appreciate your enthusiasm, but don't forget, I'm monitoring the Phillips situation.
If the world's most famous spy suddenly strolls back into work, someone will call you. You're the section chief, lady boss. You do what you want.
You know what? You're right. Let me just grab my things.
Whoa, Zelda's packing heat.
A Glock 19M special issue with the flared magazine for improved reload time. Oh, excellent choice, boss.
Don't leave home without it. Let's go.
Damn good coffee. Ooh, and hot. Maybe just one more.
You drank the whole pot.
I'll start a fresh batch.
So, Woboden, what do we know about the carjackings in the city?
We know the neighborhood where they're being taken from is not so good. Even the stray cats carry switchblades.
Ah, it reminds me of my childhood in Assisi.
Anyway, the police believe the cars are being taken to the southern end of town, possibly to a chop shop.
Chop suey? That sounds amazing. I don't know, though. A little early for Tiny.
Why don't you lay off the coffee for a bit, Skip?
I'm fine. I feel great, actually. You're out of whipped cream, by the way.
I like this boy, Bowden. When this is over, I'll make you my special espresso. It will curl the hairs on your chest.
Freaky!
Can we please concentrate? In addition to the car thefts, there have also been a spike in illegal street racing.
Who the heck races a Saab?
The Swedish. Besides, a good driver like me cannot race anything.
Oof, you don't have to tell me twice. I once saw you win 5,000 euros racing a Yugo.
Bowden, my friend, you could not have picked a better man for this job. We will go to the neighborhood where the policia say the races are happening, talk to a few people, and arrange for me to race against their best man. Winner takes home the stolen car.
Brilliant, Mario.
The only thing is, we will need some money to make it worth the while.
How's $500,000?
Where did you get $500,000?
My old sitcom Acquaintances is red hot on streaming right now. Plus, I have an adult diaper commercial that's been playing in Japan for almost 5 years.
We will also need a, how do you say, collateral. We must offer the pink slip on our own car to enter the race.
Damn. What the hell are we gonna offer a bunch of gearheads that will get their attention?
Whatever we want!
Pardon?
EMF has a whole garage full of amazing cars. You think Chet Phillips pays for that Porsche himself? It's a company car! We can requisition anything you want. If it's that important, I'm sure Section Chief Anders will sign off.
Listen, Skip. What if I told you Section Chief Anders didn't really know about this mission?
I knew it! This is Gloria's car we're going after, isn't it?
Oh, right. Yes, I promised her I would get it back. She told me to leave it to the police, but we're secret agents, damn it! If we can't do this for Gloria, then what's the point of doing this at all?
Bowden, this is totally against company regulations, a very gray area on my own personal moral compass, and a possibly very dangerous idea. And I'm all in!
You are?
Old Skip is dead! Meet Coffee Skip. Coffee Skip lives by the seat of his pants.
Molto bene! This is one crazy guy, I love him!
Let's go get us a fast car! But first, we're going to Starbucks!
McGrath, park it here. This looks like a good place to set up the stakeout.
I can't believe I'm driving a Gran Turismo. Boss lady, you got style.
Actually, I picked it out. It's one of the agency vehicles.
This is the perfect spot. From here, we have a clear view of warehouses B and C, both of which are owned by the O'Brien Potato Company. Gloria, keep an eye to the south. You should be able to see any cars pulling in from the gate.
Got it, Chief.
McGrath, you watch C, and I'll take warehouse B.
What if I wanted B?
Where does your problem with authority come from exactly?
When I was in second grade, we were painting nature scenes in art class, and my teacher, Mrs. Goldfarb, tore mine up because I painted a smiley face on the sun.
That's terrible.
She said the real son didn't smile or wear sunglasses. She made me start again. Ever since then, I do things my way. I'm serious.
I'm sorry. I don't really know why I'm laughing. I didn't expect you to give an honest answer. Little Mackenzie McGrath got her painting torn up, and look at her now. Go ahead, Mackenzie. Take B.
I want C. And it's McGrath.
Don't you like your first name?
I love it. That's why nobody gets to use it.
So, just a textbook case of keeping everyone at arm's length so no one can hurt you.
Not at all. It's just that some people get in my circle and some people don't. Most people don't. But I get to make that call. If you get to be one of the people who uses my name, you'll know it.
I won't hold my breath. McGrath.
Oh, I've got a van coming into view. It's an O'Brien Potato Company van. It's got Paddy Wagon written across the side.
That's his personal van. Come on, show yourself, Christatos.
It's him, Christatos O'Brien. Oh, he looks awful. Are those the same clothes he was wearing at the pier 5 months ago?
We need to get a bug on him.
Leave it to me, Chief.
McGrath, what are you doing? We need a plan.
Be careful.
Oh, Mr. O'Brien. Mr. O'Brien, is that you?
What? Who are you?
I am your biggest fan.
My what? Go away, young lady. This is no place for you.
I will. But couldn't I just have one autographed potato?
You want a potato?
Autographed by the man who has defined what a potato should be. Rich, creamy, sensual.
Oh, well, what kind of potato would you like?
Russet.
Excellent choice. Let me see what I have in the van. Ah, here we are. Now, who do I make that out to?
Anita Borg.
There you go. Now, move along. This is not a good place for a nice girl like you. You remind me of my daughter. Go. Go.
Did you get the bug on him?
You know I did, while he was digging in the van for a russet. Tune the radio to 1060 AM. It should pick up his signal.
Well done, McGrath. Very well done indeed.
Take that, Mrs. Goldfarb.
Hey, Christatos, I got...
He's talking to someone.
Pebble, how many times do I have to tell you we have a serious cash problem?
How many times do I have to tell you? I'm making mad bank doing races.
You're drawing too much attention to yourself. It will lead the police here. I want these cars chopped up and sold for scrap. Today! Start with this sob. I heard them looking for it on the police scanner.
Did he say sob?
My daughter is missing. Someone is stealing from me. The Admiral sent a Chet Phillips doppelganger to kill me. I don't need any more trouble. Chop up the cars. I'll be in my office. Perhaps I will feel at peace among the potatoes.
Who is the Admiral?
My guess? H.R.R. Fletcher, founder of the Oceanologists. What the hell was that?
A Corvette GT5 in flamingo pink. 2017 Miami Car Show Limited Edition.
Forget the Corvette! Did he say sob?
Something's jamming the bug. Who's in that Corvette?
Whoa, nice wheels. Who are you guys?
It's me, Mario, and I'm his brother Luigi, number one!
I told you not to have any more coffee. You cannot blow this.
Mario Capretti? I saw you race in Madrid. You're the crazy fool who did the running of the bulls. In a DeLorean.
It was nothing.
You were the boss, man. Respect. What do you want here, dog?
Cappuccino, if you have it. I'm in town for a short time. I hear Pebble is the best racer in the city.
Well, I'm the best racer in the world. Let's race.
No way, dog. I'm going to race Mario Capretti? My horoscope was right. Today is going to be a big ball of sunshine.
Hey, I know you.
Luigi, I think that coffee has you hallucinating.
No, we both know him. He's the parking garage attendant at our office.
Great Scott, he is.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Sensible Sedan and Mr. Girlfriend drives him to work.
Man, you guys seriously upgraded your wheels.
What on earth are you doing here?
I recently had a spiritual awakening, and I realized that my true power comes not from parking cars, but from stealing them. It was a very powerful truth to learn. I have a brochure here.
Do we race like men, or do we jibber-jabber like children? I have the pink slip for this beautiful Corvette. In fact, you can even drive it in the race. If I lose, it's yours. Plus, let's say, $500,000.
And if I lose?
I get to keep whatever car I race in.
Absurd. Why risk so much for so little?
The man was born to race. Now, are you in or are you out?
Oh, I'm in. I could beat this pizza-loving phony. He may be king of the racetrack, but I'm king of the streets.
A deal?
Deal. What are you driving, Holmes? I got a BMW, I got a tricked-out muscle car.
I'll take the Saab 9-3.
Are you straight-up tripping?
It's the Saab or nothing, Junior.
And you don't want nothing, do you?
Dial it down, okay, Luigi?
Let him drive whatever he wants. The keys are in the car.
Molto bene.
Whatever, fool.
Oh, no.
What is it?
Bolden, you did not tell me this car is an automatic.
Well, of course it's an automatic. The only Americans who drive stick shifts are men having midlife crises.
He's no good. The great Mario Capretti does not drive an automatic. This is an insult.
We're racing for pinks here, Mario. You don't back out.
No. This is a matter of pride.
Bolden, get in the car. I'm driving.
You think you can win another race?
I got enough caffeine in me to win the Kentucky Derby.
When? Let's see, Mr. Skip Granger. Now it is a three-way race. I drive this Ferrari. We'll see who is the victor.
Let me just fuel up.
Where the hell did you get that coffee from?
There was a pot brewing in the break area. I made a cup while they were negotiating the race. Now get in the car.
Steve McQueen, give me strength. You realize we're racing against a professional driver in a Ferrari and the king of street racers in a Corvette, right?
Right. What are you doing? I told you to start jumping these cars.
Hey, Capretti, hope you like losing $500,000.
$500,000?
I told you, old man. There's money to be made in racing. You should have listened. This one's all for me.
How dare you? You think you are so hot? I'll show you who is king around here. I'll race you in my paddy wagon if I have to.
You are pathetic. No wonder your daughter stole all your money.
What?
All right, gentlemen. The race is to the wharf, no rules. On your marks, get set, go!
Oh, my God!
That's my car! McGrath, follow them! Drive! Drive!
You got it, Gloria.
We have to stay on Cristados.
I need my car!
There he goes! Cristados is chasing after the sports cars. Boss, we've got to pursue.
Fine.
All right, thank you. Now, McGrath, punch it! Girls' night! Woo!
Great Scott!
For a sensible car, this really has a kick!
Good Woo-hoo! God, man! Keep your eyes on the road! Listen, Skip, I cannot stress this to you enough how badly you need to win this. I don't have $500,000 to lose.
But you're streaming residuals.
I made it up! If I had that kind of money, why wouldn't I just buy Gloria a new car? Or buy one myself? Now, come on, we need to make it to the wharf before two professional street racers.
All right. How do we do that?
You drive the fastest.
No, I mean, how do we get to the wharf from here? I've never been in this neighborhood.
I'd probably go south on Lincoln.
Right. Hey, Siri, how do I get to Lincoln?
Abraham Lincoln was the 16th president of the United States of America until he died.
Mario Capretti drive an automatic. The nerve of some people. You ought to go for Mario.
I wanted to say that, despite me having to thrash you, it's a real honor to race you.
Oh, I know. The pleasure is all yours.
Hold on. I'm getting another call. This is Pebble.
Listen to me, you minuscule-brained baboon. You are still on my payroll. If you win this race, I still get a cut.
Payroll? That's a laugh. You're broke, Cristados. Washed up. And the Ocean Bureau is going to keep you that way.
You are one of them? Where is my daughter? What have you done with her?
Become one with the ocean.
I will win that money and destroy all of them!
Friggin' Jersey drivers!
The shortest way to the wharf is via Washington!
George Washington was the first president of the United States of America, known for...
Stay on Christados, McGrath. He's gaining speed.
What kind of engine does that paddy wagon have?
Ms. McGrath, turn left!
No! Stay on Christados.
But my car is going left!
I gotta pick a lane here, ladies.
Gloria, I'm sorry your car got stolen, but we are on a case.
Look, we're clearly caught up in some sort of street race. They've gotta be headed to the same place.
The wharf! That's where the police chief told me they suspect the racing has been taking place.
Gloria, that's the best thing you could have said.
McGrath, what are you doing? Why are you turning around? Christados is getting away!
If he's going to the wharf, I've got a shortcut. The quickest way to the wharf is through the aqueducts.
Aquaman is a comic book character featured in the DC universe. He was recently...
I feel so alive! Bowden, when this mission is over, what do you say you and I go get a couple of real race cars? Like an Acura!
Hey, Speed Racer, why don't we just try to live through the night, alright?
Look, Bowden, up ahead! The wharf!
Skip, you did it! We're gonna win!
As soon as this light turns green!
What are you doing?
Safety first, my friend. The rules of the road apply to all of us.
We're in an illegal street race.
All the more reason to apply some caution. Besides, I don't see any of the other racers, and I still have half a latte left.
Ugh.
The wharf! I've done it!
Got some skills, old man. But you haven't reached the finish line yet.
And then neither have you. Let us see who is the victor now!
At the stoplight.
And here come the two sports cars.
And Christados. McGrath, you make some questionable choices, but I'm starting to trust them.
You know, from this angle, I've got all three of them lined up in a row. If you want to bag these car thieves...
Gun it, sister.
I no longer trust you!
I'm going to win! It will be I, Christados O'Brien, King of Potatoes! King of crime, and now king of the streets!
Oh, Mamma Mia!
What in God's name was that crash?
Sweet nectar of the gods.
Skip, the light is green! Go, man, go!
And we are across the finish line.
And everyone else is in that pileup.
Miss McGrath, that was amazing!
She's gonna need a new front bumper. Maybe a new axle, probably a complete detailing. But she's gonna be okay.
We will discuss damaging an agency vehicle and endangering my life after we take Christados and these goons into custody. Check and see if they need medical attention.
King of the road! King of the potatoes!
I think we've got a mashed spud over here.
Promo. Gloria!
Bo!
I got your car back.
Daisy! What's this got to do with Christados O'Brien?
What are you talking about?
Sweet potato pancakes? It is O'Brien! What's he doing here?
I could ask the same of you, Agent Granger. And why are you sweating so much?
He's percolating.
Oh, Mamma Mia, my head!
Freeze! Don't take one more step.
Zelda, this is Mario Capretti. He's on loan to us from the Italians.
Zelda? Mario? I sense a link.
Pan it, Mackenzie. I'm sorry. McGrath.
No, it's cool.
Woo! Girls' night!
Ma'am, Pebble is getting away. Do you want me to pursue? Could I take your
car? No, thank you. Agent Granger, why don't you take a lie down and you and I will have a long talk
Really,
tomorrow.
Chief Anders, I'm fine. I just had a little too much coffee.
Three.
I can debrief right now if you want.
Two.
I'll have my entire report written up in the hour.
One.
Agent Granger! Somebody call an ambulance!
He'll be fine. The same thing happened when we binge-watched all the Star Wars movies and he drank 2 liters of Pepsi.
Gloria, would you please take Agent Granger home in your car? And make sure he pays you back for gas in the morning.
Right, Chief.
Let me pick him up for you, Gloria.
Oh, I've got him, Bowden. You don't have to do everything for me. You don't have to do anything for me, in fact. But I'm so happy you got my car back. You are so sweet. Why don't we talk more over some sushi?
Actually, could we do tacos or something? I hate to go old Jeremy Piven, but at the rate we've been eating sushi, I'm afraid my blood is mostly mercury now.
You know, Zelda, I think those two crazy kids might actually make it.
I think it's back to Chief Anders for now, don't you, McGrath?
Aye, Chief. Zelda.
Good enough.
Please, someone, get me away from these lunatics.
Mr. O'Brien, We have been looking for you for a long time. Section Chief Zelda Anders, Extraordinary Missions Force.
What? EMF? Where is Jet Phillips? I must speak with him.
Mr. O'Brien, for the first time, you and I are after the same thing. It seems Agent Phillips has fallen into the hands of the oceanologists.
Did he find my daughter?
I'm sorry. He never even went to look for her. We don't know where she is. But the information my agents took off you about who the oceanologists have been funding is extremely troubling. I need more information about these OB cruises.
What are you talking about? I don't know anything about a cruise.
This picture was taken by one of our mission drones. We believe it's the Ocean Bureau cruise ship that Chet Phillips has been on for the last several months.
But that is not an oceanology ship. That's my ship. O.B. O'Brien Cruisers.
Mission Rejected was created by Pete Barry, J. Michael DeAngelis, and John Dowden. This episode was written and directed by J. Michael DeAngelis. It starred Chris Klonecki as Skip Granger, Nazan Sarkaya as Mackenzie McGrath, Dave Stanger as Bowden Moncrief, Paige Klonecki as Gloria Kovac, Faith Dowgan as Section Chief Zelda Anders, with Kirk White as Chet Phillips and Kevin McGrath as the Mission Voice. Guest starring were Ashley Banks as Ocean Girl, J. Michael DeAngelis as Mario Capretti, Pete Barry as Christatos O'Brien, Devin Plantamura as Pebble, Jill Ivey as Siri, Milen Kirshner as the Angriest Woman, and Bob Killian as the Admiral and Security Guy. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Mission Rejected. Support us on Patreon for bonus content, exclusive audio, and more at www.patreon.com/missionrejected. This has been a Porch Room production, copyright 2019, Extraordinary Missions Limited.
Triple mocha cold brew for Lil Stank?
It's Lilith Frank.
Whatevs.
Excuse me, I'm hoping you can help me. See, I was pretty hopped up on coffee the other night, and I seem to have lost my wallet somewhere. Now, I think I was in here around 2:30.
Oh, no, it's you.
Pardon?
Hank?
Yes.
That guy from yesterday is back.
Call the police.
Sir? I'm going to have to ask you to leave, or I will call the police.
I think you have me mistaken for someone else.
What you did to our father is unspeakable. Hank hasn't been the same since.
If you could just maybe check the lost and found.
Do you know that I can't move my left arm after it cramped, adding so much whipped cream to your coffee? You think they're going to give me workers' comp for that? In the last year, I have worked for some of the most dangerous people in the world. Dictators, cattle parents, titans of business, and pharmaceuticals. But you were the worst of them all. 15 pumps of pumpkin spice. You monster.
You know what? Maybe I left it at the potato factory. I'll just see myself out.
I don't ever want to see you in here again.
Why don't you go take your smoke break, Hank? I got this. Venti chai frappe for Gilgamesh?